Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
Well, cash cattle trades expected to remain quiet most of the day, with showless distribution and inventory taking likely to be the main order of business. As both sides return to the weekend break, lower cash cattle prices last week continue to add growing concern that further pressure may be seen over the next few weeks, although the focus on tighter fed cattle supplies over the next several weeks should keep packers more active. With increasing numbers of COVID-19 cases in many areas, the concern of further restrictions and potential fear of further demand erosion is starting to affect cash and futures trade. Hog futures closed lower Friday due in part to aggressive continued pressure from cattle contracts, but the tone of the hog market continues to remain bullish following surging price levels over the past couple of weeks. December hog futures continue to flirt with the $70 price levels, a level not seen in the December contract since late 2019. Strong trade from all three wheat exchanges overnight, with Chicago wheat setting new contract highs in the process. It feels as though gains in wheat have had a renewed sense of urgency the last several sessions. It's also encouraging to finally see Minneapolis wheat get on board with higher prices, breaking out to seven-month highs. Firmer corn prices out of the gate last evening and maintaining that stretch early this morning. The reversal posted Friday left a concerning candlestick on daily charts. However, the overnight strength seems to be calming bearish fears. The longer December corn can maintain strength above $4, the stronger that level of support will become on setback attempts. The way the forward curve has extracted carry from the market the last couple of weeks is nothing short of impressive. Higher trade in soybean and soy meal overnight, while soybean oil prices are off over 1%. Trade in soybeans has turned erratic in the last couple of weeks, with impressive rallies followed by dramatic sell-offs. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, December live cattle was down 92 cents at 108.62. February down 95, 111.47. November feeder cattle down 145, 135.02. January down 277, 129.32. December hogs down 7 cents, 69.80. On the grain futures, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December up 3 quarters at 558 and 3 quarters. March unchanged, 566 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, December up 7 cents, 625 and a quarter. March up 4 cents at 623 and a half. December corn down 1 3/4 at 402. March down a penny, 407. November soybeans down 12 1/4, 1050. January down 11 3/4 at 1050 and a quarter. December cotton down up 70 cents, 69.92. March up 63, 70.56.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.